From Bio 2006, I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this interview, I'm going to probably have to let these two gentlemen introduce themselves. So I want to make sure we pronounce names correctly. But with me first, I know your first name is Advocate, and I'm going to let you introduce yourself, if you would, for me.
My name is Advocate Mduchane. I come from South Africa in the Eastern Cape.
Great. And also with us in this interview, and again, I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Makosani Lekhebe. I also come from South Africa in the Eastern Cape.
Now, before we get into some of the other questions, I think it would be good to learn a little bit more about each of you. And Advocate, first of all, if you could just tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got to come to this conference.
Okay, I'm a farmer and I'm a community leader. In this conference, I came just because I want to know more about biotechnology. At the same time, since I'm using the technology, I just want to get the view of other people and also to express how I have a feel about this technology, because I feel it is very important that we know what is going on.
Right. And you, if you would tell me a little bit about the role that you play in this.
Yes, actually, way back home, I'm working with Africa Bio. I'm working for the Department of Agriculture myself, and then I have some links with Africa Bio. We are doing BT maize trials in the Eastern Cape, and as a result of that, when this conference was sort of having to be staged in Chicago, they approached me and they said that I'm the relevant person since I'm working with them. And that's how I came here.
Right. Yeah. The type of work that you do would best be compared to what our extension service here in terms of, you know, having an educational role to play in communicating technological innovations to people who are farmers, for example, who can then use them in their own operation.
Yes, for sure. Because what is actually happening is that we taking this technology to the people. We actually do some trials whereby we're going to demonstrate the performance of BT maize against a conventional maize so that farmers can see how this maize is performing under field conditions.
Well, that was what got me so interested in hearing what you were doing back at home. And Advocate, if you would, tell us a little bit about the role that biotechnology plays for you as a farmer and as a community leader, what that means to the people who, you know, who look to you as their leader.
There are two things. You know, when you are a leader in an African sense, people want to see from you and copy whatever you lead them good to, because there are sometimes you can't lead people on the wrong way, so you have to, they have to look into that. Secondly, this technology was introduced by a salesman or a sales rep from Monsanto, because we had a problem with the stock borer, which was not giving us a very good yield. So after that, after those trials, then we used this technology because we felt that the results were okay for us.
So how do you personally feel about using that type of technology? And is it something that you have found people to be accepting of?
Yes, in my community they are accepting it very well because of the results I'm saying about, and also because it's economical to use it for the small-scale farmer, yes.
With your community back home, do you have a challenge in terms of food production, or can you describe what your challenges are?
There are many, but one of them is that people, after some time, they were not using their land for agricultural purposes. That was due to the fact that it was not giving them good results, and it was expensive to go to agriculture because the seeds are expensive and other and the fertilizers. But the most important thing now is that even though it is expensive, like, for instance, the seed is expensive, but the results that come out of that are much better. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm. It sounds like in your country, and especially in your area, you're really seeing the benefits of it, and I'm guessing that probably is helping override some of those fears that other people have.
Yes, there were also concerns at first, but you know, sometimes some of the concerns are just exaggerated, like the question of saying using this technology is not healthy. You know, people will contaminate that and that and that. But to us, that has not been happening because we've been eating this BT maize and using it in other fields. But there is nothing wrong with it. You know, in some other countries, like in Africa, for instance, yeah, there are those health concerns about this technology. But to my view, it's because they don't have the necessary information to make decisions about it. So I don't have a problem with it, really.
How about on the part of the government there in terms of accepting biotechnology and products like the BT corn? Do you see that as something that is being welcomed and okay?
Yes, it is welcomed. Actually, we have an act that was passed in 1997. So, I mean, the national government itself knows for sure that we're supposed to be planting BT maize. So it is an approved thing by the national government. We shouldn't be going out and talking BT if the national government didn't approve it.
How big of an area do you service, or you know, do you go to communities like Advocates, and I'm guessing others too?
Oh, the area is quite big, even though I don't have the figures with me now. Yeah. We have quite a big area. It's a district, mm-hmm. which has three sub-districts, and those sub-districts are quite big, and each sub-district has got three municipalities. So it's quite a big area. Probably, let's say, if you are driving, you could spend something like 3 to 3.5 hours drive from the central point to each end. So it's quite a big area.
Do you put on educational workshops for farmers so that they can learn more about this? How do you go about getting information out?
Yes, I mean, we cannot do it without doing field days, mm-hmm. because you've got to show the farmers that it is working. I mean, for an extension officer to go and tell that there is a BT technology without actually showing the farmers what it is, it is definitely not going to work. So what we do whenever we are doing the trials, that is showing the farmers what BT maize is all about, mm-hmm. the best thing is for us to actually involve the farmers in those trials.
Turning back to Advocate here, you know, and especially as a community leader in your country, what would you most like our farmers to know about the kinds of things you're dealing with if you were able just to talk directly to them?
Yes, the first thing is that they must know that we are totally different, mm-hmm. because the farms that we are farming on are very small, mm-hmm. just 1 hectare per person, and then with a bigger farm, it will be not more than 10 hectares. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that we are just planting maize and other vegetables within that. But I wouldn't say we should talk about the marketing at the moment, because the first point is that we must get a lot of food for the local communities, because some of the communities don't have a better weather like we do in my area, so they cannot plant anything. So we have to provide them with that food. And thirdly, the farmers around in America, you know, we have to copy, not necessarily copy, we have to know the technology that they are using so that we can use it also to improve our production levels. Because the most important thing is that we don't want just to get the more yields, we also improve the production, the methods in which we are doing our agricultural things down there. Yes.
Once you've grown a crop, then what happens to it at that point? How do you market that or get that to its end point?
I think that is a difficult part on us as small scale farmers, because there is absolutely no market per se. I mean, the marketing, as modern people would know. But because of the way in which we do things, is that if they know that one of the community or one of the members of the community is having a lot of that particular product, then people would come and and buy it. So, and then secondly, you just take your product maybe to town, to small towns, and then sell it to the people directly. So those are the two things that we use. Besides that, if you sell your product and your product is good, then it means even in the following plowing season or when it is available, people will come to you and just buy it.
Right. Emeko, turning back to you, and on the same topic of marketing, is there anything that your organization gets involved in terms of helping farmers market the products that they have?
Yes, actually we do have economists in my region, because what we actually do is to teach the people how to grow. Mm-hmm. And then when it's marketing time, we sort of shift the focus to the what you call the marketing officers to deal with the farmers and actually give them that direction as far as to where they should market their produce.
Well, let's see. Is there anything else that we didn't touch on here that you would like people here in the United States to know about, how you're making use of this technology and anything we didn't touch on?
There is nothing, but I can add that, the importance of farming is that the farmers must have a proper knowledge. That is the actual training that must go on in the way in which they are doing agriculture and also how they are managing it. I think that's a skill we feel in Africa we don't have at the moment. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, hopefully through collaborations like you being here, we can help facilitate some more opportunities for that, Yes. Anything else you'd like to add, Mako, at this point?
Yes, for sure. I think I was going to touch on that as well, that it is very much important that the farmers in the United States should know what the farmers in Africa are doing. Mm-hmm. Like you see, now we are here, and quite a lot of farmers, they don't know exactly what we are doing. Mm-hmm. Probably if they knew, there are some farmers who could be willing to assist to change the situation in other places. Because once farmers from other countries know what other farmers are doing in other countries, they are sort of could be able to shift whatever they are planting anyway. Right. Because you cannot grow maize on a very, very large scale when you have someone close to you who's growing it in a very large scale, and at the end of the day, you get the market flooded and don't get anything. So it is therefore important that to know what other farmers are doing so that you could be able to grow something that you would be able to market at the end. So it's very much important for all of the farmers to be able to interact, to assist each other so that they could go forward and succeed.
Well, thank you very much to both of you, and we hope you have a very enjoyable stay here in our country. Hope someday to get to have the opportunity to visit yours. And reporting from Bio 2006 and sponsored by Ray and Kaiser Marketing and Communications, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.